Yo, I'm the foul-hooked Whitey. I'm back. I'm coming to you not live from East Rosebud Studios. Good evening. Today's another solo rant. What I'm going to talk about today is very possibly one of the most divisive subject matters that the foul-hooked Whitey could come up with. But it has its place, so I'm going to deliver it. I'm not worried about losing any listeners because I don't have any, so it's simple. Speaking of listeners, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in, and we've got some slight growth. Last week, we were rated as 2 listeners. This week, we bumped to 3. So we're now up to 3 folks listening every week. That includes my blood-sucking ex-wife, her attorney, and some guy on Spotify by the name of Ralph. Ralph, thank you for listening. Appreciate your reach out last week. So now we have 3 folks listening to us, and we'll build on that. What I'm going to talk about today involves politics. And I just stated last week that politics is the dumbest fucking thing anybody can talk about, including the foul-hooked Whitey. But I'm going to broach that subject and how politics affects our sport, the sport of fly fishing. I'm going to be equally abusive to both the conservative mantra and the liberal mantra and the hypocritical stances that these folks take as it pertains to our sport. I'm going to first start with the liberals. I would say that in my shop, and again, behind a counter, I don't even touch on politics. You know, I don't give a fuck about politics because I fund my own health care, I fund my own living, my own retirement. So the government and politics don't do dick for me. So it's easy for me to stay away from it personally. But most folks, a lot of folks, they can't stay away from it because, you know, our country now is so divided and it's so much these people are over here, these folks are over here, and there's no common ground anymore. You used to be able to casually talk about politics, but nowadays that's fucking long gone. The problem with the liberals in our sport, in the foul-hooked Whitey's opinion, and this is just my opinion, and I've come to this conclusion as far as my opinion by literally spending tens and tens of thousands of hours behind a fly shop counter, letting folks talk, letting them get shit off their chest. And that's how I've learned this about, you know, this segment of my customer base. The biggest issue that liberals pose in my shop is they're fucking against everything. You know, my store is located in South Central Montana. And in South Central Montana, there's industry. And, you know, my perception on a lot of liberals out there is that they don't respect, want, or care about certain industries. And those industries include mining, petroleum, coal, dirty stuff. And by dirty, I mean in how it's processed and how it's burned and how it's used. The problem with that stance, in my opinion, is that we fucking need all that stuff. And I have the personal opinion that our sport, fly fishing, and the necessary environment as far as cleanliness and health, they can coexist with energy companies. I mean, my shop gets every single demographic there is, from the lowest end to the highest end, as far as consumer. I mean, I get them all, including a lot of energy, folks. You know, being having a shop now for 17 summers in Billings, Montana, I get a ton of miners, oil and natural gas folks, coal mining folks in my shop. And I want to say to my liberal listenership of nobody that these folks are absolutely 100% not out to ruin our environment. They are out to harvest energy and make your fucking house warm. You know, I mean, you know, just so the liberals out there know this. When you go home and it's fucking cold outside and you flip that fucking switch, that heat turns on, and all of a sudden your human condition, which needs heat, needs warmth. You start to feel that, and you can live, you can survive. That's because our country harvests natural resources for use. It's interesting how, as people convey their dislike, their distaste, their disapproval of the energy industry, it's interesting how there's no admission of how they're a big consumer of the end result of that industry, energy. I mean, let's face it. We all need it, and we have to find a way to work together, because as our country gets more populated and as more people come into the Rocky Mountains, and we've really seen that since COVID, holy fuck, more and more and more people into this area because of the way of life. There's a balance that can be found between environmental advocacy groups and industry. Most industry, in my opinion, never worked in that sector. Most companies, energy companies, would bend over backwards, maybe even be willing to partner with environmental groups as far as coming to a cohesive, similar plan on how to make everybody happy. But I'm not really sure if that's doable anymore. Like I said, there's so much of this versus them and lack of compromise and suspicion and distrust between the two different camps that I'm not sure if there's even a foundation there where the energy sector can prove their high standards for cleanly everything, from harvesting resources to burning resources, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'll give you an example of the absurdity of this. There's been some environmental groups that have literally not wanted coal transported by train to the coast to ship to our global enemy, China, because of the fucking dust that comes off the coal during its transport. And I'm sitting there going, what the fuck? I mean, Jesus, really? You pay attention to that shit, huh? Industry gets dogged by environmental groups. And listen, I'm not an industry or energy stooge here. Fuck no. I'm not. The energy sector in our country needs to be watched. Because even though 90% of the energy producers in our country are legit, they run it as clean as they can, they take a lot of extra steps to make sure they don't fuck up. You know, even though they do all that, they're still maligned as polluters, as folks that can ruin our natural resources. And obviously, as it pertains to fly fishing, I'm talking about clean water, avoiding spills, and keeping that product out of our fresh water and minimizing what it does to our air. But some of these folks on the left, you just can't fucking please them. I mean, these motherfuckers think that, you know, this fucking water engine, this nitrogen engine, that this shit's real. Or that they think, you know, electrical or solar or wind is really going to fucking move our country. The foul-looked whitey, who's just a high school educated headbanger, I'm here to tell y'all on the left, it's not. It's not. In my lifetime and what remains in my lifetime, the only thing that's going to get our country economically to where it needs to be and take care of our population is going to be the energy that the left hates. In all of the vendors and all of the brands that I've carried in my store since I opened, the one brand that conservatives have maligned because of their anti-energy and political stances is Patagonia. You know, Patagonia, which is a great company. I'm not a fan, but they're a good company and they make great shit. Let's face it. I mean, when it comes to soft goods, they're iconic. At one time in my store, I had rack after rack after rack of Patagonia goods. And I would get, obviously, energy, pro-energy, more conservative than not folks into my shop that would look fucking right at me and say, why do you carry Patagonia? I'm like, well, fuck, you know, they've got some of the best insulated clothing sold. And these dudes look at me and say, I'm a miner. They're anti-mining. Or, I work at the refinery. They're anti-gas, anti-oil. And that created a friction with me and a certain segment of my customer base. And it got to the point where I just quit carrying it. They were that known for being anti-industry. And let me just kind of say this, you know, in the state of Montana, you'd better make a fucking know how to make a living. You know, this isn't fucking the TV show Yellowstone here. It's not. If you've got money or you're in a good situation professionally in the state of Montana, you're working and it's a good job, you're going to do fine. But if you're not in a good financial position and you come here, Montana's going to be tough. All the expenses in Montana have bumped, just like everywhere else in our country. And my region, my area, is very lucky to have and host companies that harvest energy. And I'll say it, coal, oil, gas. All the stuff that keeps us warm and moves our fucking vehicles so we can go fishing. And what Patagonia to me says when it talks about anti-mining, anti-oil and gas, is they just speak anti-jobs. Those industries provide unbelievable jobs for our region and for our country. Let alone all the obvious, we all fucking use it. And the hypocrisy that a company like Patagonia uses in this stance of everything needs to be renewable, everything needs to be clean. Does anybody realize that a bulk of their fucking apparel has got oil byproducts in it? I mean, what can be more hypocritical than that? Finally, several years ago, there was an oil company icebreaker that was in a port in Seattle. And this icebreaker is used up in the Arctic or fucking up in Alaska to basically bust through ice in bays, the ocean, whatever, so ships that transport oil or equipment can get to where they need to go. That's what this ship does. It's an icebreaker. And this thing was in this port getting repaired. And literally while it was there, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of folks converged on this port and basically staged a sit-in on kayaks. And the point to this sit-in was to prevent this icebreaker from leaving the port once repaired, heading back north to do its job. And I'm fucking sitting at I'm seeing the scene, again, of all these folks, you know, all, I mean, they're all fucking singing Kumbaya, right? They're all saving the fucking planet by preventing these dudes from getting back to work with this icebreaking ship. And the whole fucking time I'm watching this, my brain is going to the fact that these plastic fucking kayaks are made out of fucking oil. And again, that's the hypocrisy on the left's view when it comes to the energy industry. They don't like it. They protest it. They make an overly big deal out of it. But at the same time, they're all fucking using it. And so I would encourage any folks that are out there that are not down with mining, not down with energy in our region, Montana, the Dakotas, Wyoming, to sit back and realize that these are American companies that work their butts off to do a clean job at producing the energy that we all fucking use. And I'll take it one step further. They're producing the energy that we all fucking need. When it comes to burning coal, oil and gas, whatever the fucking process is to bring it to market, American companies, compared to China, Russia, India, these companies go way beyond the fucking call of duty when it comes to burning and producing energy as clean as they can. Okay? So right now, both for the benefit of our country, for the benefit of our economy, and for the benefit of everybody out there that's not listening to this, give this sector of industry a fucking break. Because they're producing energy that as human beings, we all need to survive. And I can assure you, in knowing hundreds of people through my shop in this industry, the last fucking thing these folks want to do is destroy fisheries. Right? Destroy habitat. I'm not saying mistakes don't happen, obviously. But, I mean, fuck. I mean, when mistakes happen, these folks pay in the ass. I mean, we had a pipeline break in and around Yellowstone County, where I'm located, 4, 5, 6 summers ago. And the pipeline broke, and there was a delay in notification of it. And it was a mess. Fuck, they probably, you know, this pipeline probably spewed, I don't know how many gallons into the Yellowstone River. And I mean, it was a mess. I mean, I think it was Exxon. They cleaned it up, took them half a year to do it. And every toothless pig farmer downstream from this spill probably got a 6-digit check. That it cost Exxon $500 million to clean up a spill that really didn't even truly impact the environment terrible. So trust me, these energy companies don't want to fuck up. They don't want to mess with our fisheries. So that's some liberal food for thought. I'm the Foul Hooked Whitey. That's the end of episode 1.